To item number six and land transactions. So I'll turn it over to you.
Chairman, Commissioners, Director, my name is Julie Sandberg and I am the Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. The screen's a little bit.
Julie, use the mic.
Sorry about that. Tammy, I don't know if we can get anything a little bit darker. Okay. All righty. We'll get through these two transactions for you today. Again, my name is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services Manager. Before I get started, I want to walk you through briefly the steps that the agency goes through when deciding whether or not to acquire property, whether in fee title or put a conservation easement on it. We have a number of documents that we utilize for scoping and development of need. That's your wildlife area management plans, your hatchery management plans, your species and recovery plans. The agency relies on all of these in order to make a decision on what properties would fulfill the needs in those strategic planning documents. We do an internal process once a year called our Lands 2020 process. We do a call out to our regions in the fall. We ask them to bring forward those parcels that they feel they have a willing landowner that fit the need with one of our planning documents in establishing where do we need to improve our fish and wildlife habitat. Once it's gone through the Lands 2020 process, which does include coming to our executive management team and posting these transactions on the website, they're out there now for the public to look at, I'll be bringing you 9 transactions in February to review. It's not a decision-making meeting. It's just a review of the properties that we're bringing forward this cycle to ask for funding. So we're at the very beginning of the process. Once we do go after grant funding for these properties, we're able to return to the landowner and determine if we have a transaction that we can work on. We approach the landowner with a letter of intent, ask them if they're still interested. That gives us the approval to go ahead with the appraisal process, which is required by state law for all agencies making acquisitions. This appraisal process is very important because it determines a fair market value for that property. The funders, whether they're federal or state, also require us to do an appraisal review, which is a second step with an additional appraiser looking at that. We have a contracted list of independent fee appraisers that we select from to put our bids out to appraise a property. Once they've completed that process, and some of our federal funders require that they also approve the appraisal, we're able to go back and make an offer to the landowner, do some negotiations, and hopefully sign a purchase and sale agreement so that we can bring a transaction before this group. Today I have 2 transactions to present to you, one small one in Whatcom County.
When did you say you were going to be coming to us with the...
In February.
Oh, okay.
The Gerval property in Whatcom County is a small 1.3-acre property. It lies in the floodplain of the lower Nooksack River. The appraised value, it was $40,000, and it's funded by a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grant, National Coastal Wetland. This is a small property, but it is part of a much larger project, the Lower Nooksack Conservation and Restoration Project, that will be removing up to 4 miles of levees and improving functionality for this estuary. Our Nooksack unit of the Whatcom Wildlife Area is to the east, and we just purchased the 5 acres to the north of it about a year and a half ago. This is a multi-partner project with the Lummi Nation, the Nooksack Tribe, Whatcom County, and several other partners. So small transaction, but really important for the bigger picture. The second acquisition that we have is in northeast Washington in northern Ferry County on the Kettle River. This is 2 parcels of land totaling 115 acres. The appraised value came in at $374,000, funded by the Recreation Conservation Office State Agency Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program grant. The capital budget, as you were told, was passed last night. That's where this funding came from. So now we have a couple of other new projects we'll be able to get started on with the new capital budget. This property is proposed by a very, very interested landowner in conservation, Mr. Chris Kropa, and his wife, Nicole. dedicated to getting this into the department's hands because they see the incredible value of these two parcels. They've been in the family for four generations. The land in between the two parcels is agricultural property. Their two properties at the north and south end contain enough timber that they provide that east-west corridor for different species migrating across. But this is truly coming into us as a recreational property. The picture on the right shows an eagle's nest on the northern property. There are two active eagles in the area. We anticipate our annual operation and maintenance costs at $1,495 per year. And the annual payment in lieu of taxes that we will be paying to Ferry County is $782 per year. The property is very interesting, again, because of the low water access, easy walk-in for shoreline wading, fishing, rafting, again, numerous wildlife species on the property, an aspen grove, as well as some ponderosa pine. But again, the features are the river access. The northern parcel, we have intentions to start development right away. This is our first water access project that's a combination acquisition and development. So as soon as we can close on the property, our engineering folks are ready to start the permitting process. We've got trails planned on that northern parcel, a parking lot, restrooms that function, trails to the water, a wildlife viewing platform to the pond. This will be the put-in site for the river rafters to 3.2 miles of undeveloped shoreline. The southern parcel also will have parking, restrooms, trails, and then at the southern portion, the takeout for the rafters. So again, an incredible opportunity. It's taken a long time to get to this stage with the landowner, but they're committed and creates an amazing legacy in this corner of the state that could use some more water access. I ask for the commission's support in these two transactions and would be available for questions.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission at this point? Yes.
Thank you, Julie. With respect to the Kettle property, Kettle River. Did you, and maybe you mentioned it and I missed it, but was there any outreach to county government, Ferry County commissioners, or any of that?
Absolutely.
Okay, could you describe that?
That happens very early in the process before the region put forward the property. Probably 3 years ago, through the Lands 2020 process, we require region management to speak to the local county commissioners and gain their support. Steve Pizangra, our region manager, is very active with the communities out there and has worked with them. Now, there's a gap in timing between getting the funding and getting the transaction going, and I can't speak to whether very recently there has been the outreach.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
On public comment, we do have one individual that wishes to comment. So, Dan?
Morning again. I'm actually not going to comment on this, but it's on your next lands vision, if I could just briefly. Nine proposals were just put out to the public for comment. One of those nine is in Grayland. It's 1,750 acres of Anderson Middleton timberland. It's a fantastic piece of property. A conservation group was going to get it. They weren't going to have public access. They weren't going to do some things. I contacted the department, said, this is land you need to get a hold of. The department is currently going after it. And so it's out there for public comment. There's a few pictures, a little bit of description, and everybody's afraid of what to comment on it. So I called Joe, I called Larry, and I says, we need a little bit more. And they says, well, we should have put it out as scoping. So I just wanted to let you know, this is a key piece you need to
thank you. Have. Thank you. So back on this issue, there are no more public comment. Is there a motion?
There is. Mr. Chair, I move to approve the acceptance of these items.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second has been made. Further comments? Questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thanks, Julie.